John Maine, 35 riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get me blessing. Now I'm shining on the sun. Life is nuts. Why I run?
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. John Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts. That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, money ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts. Why I run.
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. That's why I will I ever stop? No, I'ma go. Yeah, money ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept busting. Now I'm shining in the sun like it's nuts. Why I run?
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
I put in work, go extra hard to make a living. Pay me no mind. In the room full of bitches going fishing. Pay me no mind. It's tradition, so you know I made a killing. Pay me no mind. If it's not concerning you, then mind your business. Pay me no mind. Pay me no mind. Pay me no mind.
Fuck no.
Pay me no mind. Pay me no mind. Pay me no mind.
Hey, bitch.
Pay me no mind. Pay me no mind. Pay me no mind.
Fuck no.
Pay me no mind.
Make a profit on my day off. I'ma give you further notice. I can't stay long. Man, I feel like Mr. Perfect on the top row. Cause I got a bad bitch on my radar. Bitch, you catch it. I should be arrested. So many hoes in my crib. I made a guest list. I don't wanna chat, but if I did, it'd be Tetris. Off my introduction, get you phone out the exit. I be never stressing. Brown hair, blonde hair, nigga, what's your preference? Futuristic shoes, I should be on the Jetson. Looking for your bitch, she was gone 60 seconds. Food now in section.
I put in work, go extra. up bitches going fishing. Pay me no mind, it's tradition. So you know I made a killing. Pay me no mind, if it's not concerning you, then mind your business. Pay me no mind, pay me no mind, pay me no mind.
Fuck no.
Pay me no mind, pay me no mind, pay me no mind.
Hey, bitch.
Pay me no mind, pay me no mind, pay me no mind.
Fuck no.
Pay me no mind, pay me no mind, pay me no mind.
Hey, bitch.
To pay me my time, told the promoter to pay me the rhyme. Just bought a four, but may need a nine. Hit your bitch from behind, now she may need a spine. Bought her some titties and told her to work. Runners and fifties, I think I'm a clerk. Feeling like duty, I run in my city. A bunch of goose with me go crazy berserk. Hey, skirt, going hot up in the kitchen. I'm 15 when I started water whipping. If Red Bean have a motherfucker missing, all the good gasoline have a motherfucker tripping. All the bullshit talking, I ain't really trying to hear that. Money on your head, now the fit out your skizz at. I was gone for a minute, now nigga really busy. I was really in the trap, in the kitchen cook a grizz at. Woo! I'm flex. Put the nigga mad, he stressed. Riding with the Mac, don't test. Trigger finger, if you don't press. Shooters in the back, got weapons. Rock a lot of ice like Gretzky. Baby, I'm a G, you guess. Hey, you better watch your bitch, you're left.
I put in work, go extra hard to make a living. Pay me no mind. In the room full of bitches going fishing. Pay me no mind. It's tradition, so you know I made a killing. Pay me no mind. If it's not concerning you, then mind your business. Pay me no mind. Pay me no mind. Pay me no mind.
Fuck no.
Pay me no mind. Pay me no mind. Pay me no mind.
Hey, bitch.
Pay me no mind. Pay me no mind. Pay me no mind.
Fuck no.
Pay me no mind. Pay me no mind. Pay me no mind.
Hey, bitch.
Alrighty, welcome to Global 14. The Cart Goes Down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast. Onyx on the line with you guys and the other host and my homie Golden Fleece is off. He's out there in the streets getting, you know, doing what we gotta do. He's working. Hey, that's what we do. But in case this is your first time tuning in tonight, this is, again, Jermaine Dupri's Global 14 The Cart, and you can check out his website, global14.com, and there's a lot going on. In fact, if you guys go up and sign up right now, you may can have an opportunity to be on his guest list. He will be DJing at Club Trist in Las Vegas this weekend for the fight weekend, Mayweather versus Pacquiao. So if you want to step up in the club and party with JD Free on him, make sure you go to global14.com and follow the information he provided and get on that guest list if you're going to be in Vegas this weekend. So I'm not going. I just don't, everybody knows me. I really don't do the club thing. I like to work, and then I like to you know, have my downtime, if you will. So I won't be in Vegas, but again, Jermaine Dupri will be there, and you guys can check him out. So tonight, guys, again, it's just me right now. I haven't given you guys, like, Billboard charts and numbers, but I'm going to come back with all of that. But it's just, you know, I want to get straight into who we got coming on tonight. We actually have a independent recording artist, Teddy T. Definitely not new to the limelight, but we'll get into that during his interview. And DJ Scream of Maybach Music Group and Hood Rich Radio on Sirius XM. So dope night, great guys working. You guys already know how we do it here tonight. So I do want to go ahead and make sure that I let you guys know how you can be considered and featured to be on The Cut. A lot of you guys want to know how you can be interviewed. And with all honesty, let's just make sure you do have some things that we can ask you. You want to make sure you build your resume up a little bit. Make sure you got a fan base. You know, just let's take the steps as we need to make sure we build up and we can present you properly to the audience and the newfound fans. So keep that in mind. We like to look for those artists with those big fan base and those huge hits and those great records and those who are out there promoting a project. So if you got something coming up, definitely hit us up on our social networks at Onyx254 and then the Golden Fleece at the Golden Fleece. So that's what we do. And a lot of times, it comes through relationships as well, PRs, major recording artists. But there are different ways that you can land an interview with us. We don't have any promotional advertisements just yet, but we will be rolling those out here, hopefully in the summer for you guys. So, hey, you know, be patient with us. We do have our unsigned segment where you can send in your music, and we will do a live review. Last time we had, like, DJ Chill of Houston, Texas. DJ Chill is a notable DJ, Southern DJ, DJ Screw's best friend. He's a big name in the game, and he actually played some of the records that he enjoyed when he was our guest on that night in Houston during his radio station, so that was a good look. And shout out to DJ Chill. We had DJ Teddy come on lately as well, or last as well, and she was she's a part of Drum Squad DJs, which is Drummer Boys Coalition. So again, we do have people that come on. I've been trying to bring DJs more than I have A&Rs, just because it's very hard to just, I want to sign somebody off that one record. Actually, it's not that hard, but I've been bringing a lot of DJs and DJ Coalition heads on so they can get a feel for these records. Again, it's like a first impression. We pretty much say the first thing that comes to mind, I won't listen to them. I'm not going to be picking and sorting through them. We're going to send your best record. We play it live on air, and we give you the feedback straight up in our style. So, yeah, that's what we do. But tonight, we do have somebody that obviously landed and was sought after for an interview. I actually was like, yeah, let me get him for an interview. I like what he's talking about. And I enjoyed the record. I did hear this record before, and this is actually featuring Dej Loaf, so a lot of you are familiar with her right now, and I want to introduce you to Teddy T, if you're not already familiar. So again, Teddy T featuring Dej Loaf. I don't know why I always say Dej Loaf. Y'all got to get me right. Hopefully I'll be able to talk tonight so the guests can enjoy themselves. But we'll do we'll go ahead and premiere this record on The Cut. This is Teddy T, live for me, featuring Dej Loaf.
Come on. Pocket, she gon' rap for me. Try and knock her, she gon' rap for me. Homies turn they back, you know she rap for me. I let her count my racks, you know she rap for me. My chick bound to cry all night till the sunshine bright. You ain't about that life. Coming up, had to pay that price. You ain't about that life. Couldn't work, had to move that work. You ain't about that life. Talk, somebody get hurt. You ain't about that life. Money in my pocket, she gon' rock for me. Try and knock her, she gon' rock for me. Homies turn they back, you know she rock for me. I let her count my racks, you know she rock for me.
Get high with my ticket. She spent a few racks in my red skirt. hoping I know.
I got bands, money, always been the plan. When they see you coming up, wanna kick your Jackie Chan. Grind all night till the sunshine bright. You ain't about that life. Coming up, had to pay that price. You ain't about that life. Couldn't work, had to move that work. You ain't about that life. Talk till somebody get hurt. You ain't about that life. Ooh.
Yes, indeed, and yes, sir, that was Teddy T with the Ride For Me record. We just premiered that on Global 14. The Cut that features Dej Loaf, and we do have him live on the line right now. What's good?
Hey, hey, what's happening with him?
I'm good. Thank you for coming. I really appreciate you stopping through. I like the record. Really, really excited for
that.
You.
No doubt.
You're welcome. So look, tonight it's usually two of us and it's just me. So the Golden Fleece, I gotta make sure you all link up and introduce him to yourself as well and to the record. He hasn't heard it yet, but definitely still on the record. And I want to ask you how y'all linked up. But I actually want to go back because you've got a little bit of a history, Teddy T, and the audience that's not familiar with you by your alias. I want them to get that history. So let's start off from the beginning. In fact, let's go back before you were even on TV. And let's talk about the childhood and upbringing if we can. So you're from Alabama. You said a small town. Tell us a little bit about where you're from.
All right. Well, I'm from Alabama. Small country town called Camden, Alabama. Like Camden, New Jersey, Camden, Alabama. So population mm-hmm. like 1,000 people or whatever. You know what I mean?
Wow. Okay.
You know,
okay.
So being from Alabama, a small country town, you know, it's segregated and all that. You know what I mean? You can take
wow.
it and all that. Yeah. But you know that was straight. You know, I got out of there when I was, you know, I graduated high school and I was out of there the next day. So I moved to the A. So I've been moving.
I know that's right. Look, you have seen all that needs to be seen, obviously.
Exactly.
So you went to Atlanta, but even before that, because I know I read in your bio how you kind of revisited and went back to your music, but before that, when did you actually even begin in music? Was this as a child that you first noticed that you were had a love for it or a passion for it, rather?
Oh, yeah. When I was little, I used to listen to music and just remember. I can remember what the artist saying so fast, you know what I mean? Because I just felt like it could be me doing it, you know what I mean? So I've been rapping, freestyling, playing around, you know, ever since I was a little kid. So we used to freestyle in the car and we just forget what people rapping about. We just freestyle over the beat. Me and my partner from Alabama, so just go crazy.
That's what's up. Cool. So you made this move then. You said that right after high school, no chilling, nothing, went straight to ATL.
Nah.
Tell us about that experience and what were you actually, why ATL?
Well, you know, Atlanta, like, next door to Alabama, so I think it's like 4 hours away, and that's the biggest mm-hmm. city that you feel like it's, you know, from where I'm from, we feel like you moved to the A, you made it, you know what I'm saying, you own. So that's where I went, you know what I mean, and, you know, I just went head first in the streets and did my little thing, got caught up and all that, did prison time and everything, you know what I'm saying, everything about some money, though, you know what I'm saying, everything I do is about some money, so I ain't no terrible guy or nothing. I've been in prison, but believe me, I was just trying to eat.
Most definitely. Lots of people that have been able to turn their life around, and there's a lot of people that haven't, and so, you know, I commend you for doing that, and so then, even with that being said, you know, you said you did your time, and had to go away, and so, tell us about this move that you made and then the application process was to MTV Geez the Gents. I actually watched that show, so tell me, I'm interested to see how that came about, and I know the audience would be loving it as well. So can you share that with us?
Yeah, I was on Geez the Gents season 2. I actually moved to Seattle, Washington. You know what I'm saying? I was just, you know, the streets led me to Seattle, so I was out there in Seattle and kicking it or whatever. I had seen the first season of Geez the Gents on MTV or whatever, so I was familiar with the show. Mm-hmm. And I think I was going to walk out the door or something, and I seen a commercial saying that they was doing auditions for the season 2. And I was just like, man, I can do that, whatever. But I went really tripping, so the female I was with at the time, you know, she was like a little internet geek, so she was online like ASAP, looking at what you got to do. All you had to do was send in an autobiography and some information about yourself, whatever, your contact. So I just did that, basically told them what I just told you, a little bit more detail about, you know, me growing up in Camden, selling drugs or whatnot, and, you know, moved to Atlanta, getting caught up. So they called back just off that, interested in that, and, you know, wanted to see pictures and send them pictures. And next thing you know, they want you to be able to tell them what makes you a G, why you want to change. You know what I'm saying? Just bunch of little. It took a whole month for the process to go through. They want you got to do some of everything. Then they send your application. Mm-hmm. You fill out the application. It's really rhetorical though. Like they ask you the same thing over and over. I'm just trying to make sure that you know ain't too crazy.
Right.
So that all took a month process or whatever. You know, they send you to the doctor and everything. You gotta get blood and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
you're gonna be in
with a bunch of dudes, so a bunch of strangers or whatever. So they make sure it's kind of straight though.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad to know that they did a real screening and kept y'all safe and whatnot. Cause
from what we see
with reality TV. Okay, good. Thanks for clearing that up. Maybe that was then. I don't know what they're doing now, but
yeah, no telling what they're doing now. So some people get through the cracks though. You know what I'm saying? Some people crazy,
right?
Real, so they make it through there. But a lot of people get turned around too because you know what I'm saying. You never know what people trying to do to get on TV. You know, some people, you know, play crazy. Some people really crazy. So.
Exactly.
But I did the Geez the Gents, and I made it in every episode. I think they had like 10 episodes. I'm in every episode, top 3. The winner got $100,000. The third place got television time. it's all good, though. Amen.
Yeah, most definitely. And you had an experience, too. And so was that your first experience, I guess, with the industry and the entertainment business as a whole, would you say, on a major level?
Yeah. That popped my cherry right there. Okay.
So with that being said, you went ahead and did this. And in fact, do you still talk to any of the guys, or maybe Farnsworth Bentley? Did he ever check in with you like he said he was going to do?
Yeah, me and Fonzo, we're chopping it up for a little while, but you know what I'm saying? Me getting busy trying to, you know, do something for myself, and him already busy with his career going on. You know what I mean? So it really ain't nothing too much we can just talk about every day, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Trying to do my thing, he doing his thing. You know, you respect that as a hustler, but, you know, I ain't no coattail rider. I'm on, you know what I'm saying? I go get mine. Hence, I'm from Alabama, and I'm, you know, living in Hawaii today, so, you know, all right, go.
Alrighty, that's what's up. I can respect that and appreciate that as well. So you took this you know, notoriety, if you will, or the newfound fame, and you said, okay, you know what, it's time to, I am changing my life, I am a better person, I would like to go back and revisit this music thing. Tell us about how you began to do that and what your plans were as far as getting out there musically.
Right, yeah, you know, I got to salute MTV because, you know what I'm saying, I met a lot of cool people, and, you know what I'm saying, I met a lot of people that, you know what I mean, could, you know, help me out with certain things, and, you know, some of the people I met were, like, engineers, you know what I mean, like, engineers of, like, big studios and everything. So my main thing why I didn't record a lot of music coming up was I didn't have the resources. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Didn't have a studio. Didn't have no money or whatnot. So, you know, with that being said, you know, the people recognized me from the show or whatever, and they wanted to work with me or mm-hmm. you know, see what's up with me, see what's going on. So, you know, with the people I met around and I cleaned to were like the engineers and producers and stuff like that. So I met my guy, Mr. E. He in Tacoma, Washington. You know what I mean? That's where I record mostly all my music. I'm not recording in my studio at home. I'm in that studio in Washington. So met him and just started back vibing with the music, you know what I'm saying? So, and I was at peace, you know what I mean, for real, because he just opened the doors and then I could just chill and just do my thing. So, you know, it was like no brainer, like, yeah, I'm gonna go crazy real quick.
Absolutely, with an open session and just somebody that's, you know, down for the cause and believes in you, that's what's up. That's what's up. So do you produce records yourself as well, or do you just do the writing, any instrumental?
I be trying to do some everything, but I need to chill out. I can't make no beat, but I can co-produce some shit. Like, I mean, I can co-produce some stuff, but I have all the equipment to make beats and stuff, but I really focus on more writing and making songs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm big on, like, you know, coming up, I couldn't articulate like I can now. You know what I mean? Because we in Alabama, we tend to cut our words off. Like, we don't even we cut them off going downward in volume on the your voice. So it's kind of like,
right?
Huh? What'd you say? Excuse me. What? Yeah.
Right.
So I'm big on like articulating it and letting people know that I'm not a dummy or nothing. You know what I mean? So, and even with songs, I try not to be so simple. So, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I try to actually structure songs together. And now I'm focusing a lot on melody and all this stuff. But yeah, I take it serious.
That's what's up. And I think that's dope. And much respect to you for saying that and saying, you know, recognizing my areas of growth. I need to kind of work on this diction and articulation. So I think that's what's up. Because you want to have nationwide fans, and there's nothing wrong with having that accent. And, you know, I know Rich Boy, he had a very thick accent as well. So,
Yeah.
I understand what you're talking about. Shout out to Rich Boy. So, like you said, you focused on these melodies and you're not even too simple. And that comes across in your music. Let's talk about how you linked up with Deja Loaf. I keep calling her Deja Loaf. That's crazy.
Well, her real name Deja, I guess. Yeah, it's Deja.
Is it? Okay, good. I feel better then. I mean, goodness gracious. Let us know how you linked up with her.
You know, believe it or not, one of my partners from Oakland put me on the Deja Loaf. You know what I mean? Like, she was popping in the Bay Area before the South, I would say. You know what I mean? She's from Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually, they put me on to the Try Me record. And I actually did my research and just went online and looked up everything she did. And, you know what I mean? I was rocking with her. Like, I'm like, wow, she dope. So I he actually was going to book her for a show in the Bay, but he never did do it. So I ended up, you know, getting in contact and reaching out. I actually got my publisher actually reach out to him for me or whatever and let him know I was a fan, I was interested in working with her, you know what I mean? And I sent them the record, and she was filling the record, you know what I mean? So we made it happen.
That's what's up. And you know, I
think she was in L.A. or something, you know what I mean? Like, she was just, I'm telling you, she was just, she was doing her thing. So, I don't know. A lot of people sleeping on her. I was just like, I need you. I need you on the hook. I need you. I need a verse. I need everything.
That's right. And I think it's dope, too, how you are able to still utilize this as a single, you know, even with, you know, her having come, now being brought to the forefront, if you will. Because like you said, she was already out there in the area and the region. So that's what's up. And Teddy, I have to, these artists, I hope you guys are listening. A lot of independent artists and unsigned artists are listening to this show. And I hope that they're catching all of this that you're saying. It's wisdom, if you will, because the fact that you said, hey, I can do this, took out, you know, went out there, took a chance, moved to ATL, went out there, took a chance, did the application, went to MTV. Like, really, all of this has just been, you know, I know that I can do this. I'm going to step out and make it happen. And that's just, you know, that's commendable. So much respect to you and salute to your grind for, you know, foreseeing what you could do and visualizing what was going to be. So that's what's
exactly.
up. And absolutely.
The law, it's all about the law of attraction. You know, so you got to put it out there in the universe. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right. So with that being said, so you got this single now, which I absolutely love, and I heard it through the Texas All-Star DJs Coalition Call, so shout out to them. I am a member of the Coalition, so shout out to Texas All-Star DJs. And you have a publicist. Yes, definitely salute. You have a publicist. Mm-hmm. You're moving heavy. Love your publicist, by the way. So let's... let's talk about what's to come for Teddy T and putting more of this record out. And I understand now there is a video, or the video hadn't been released at this moment yet.
No, we working on the video. You know what I'm saying? We're working. We actually, me and Dave got a show together July 9th in Columbus, Georgia. So
okay.
That's coming up. But before that, I got a show with Bankroll Fresh in my hometown. Bring him to the hometown. We got this little thing that we used to have when I was in school, like called Apollo. Every summer they had Apollo, you know, kids come through and, you know, do their little New Edition impressions or, you know,
right.
dance. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. So it been gone for a while, you know, I mean, a few years. So we're going to, you know, so I'm trying to bring it back down there, whatever, get the city popping, the country popping one
That's
time.
That's nice. Yeah, and you a celebrity now, too, when you touch down, so, hey.
Right.
Facts are facts, so I know they're gonna come out for that one. Let me ask you this, then, a few more questions for you before you leave us tonight. And, again, thank you for your time. I said that when you first got on the line, and I got to say it now because you are a mover, and you work very hard, so
it.
Thank you.
So, good. No problem.
You went to you already did the reality TV thing, and it was at a time where it wasn't, there weren't so many, and you actually sat down and tuned, well, for me, I actually sat down and tuned in and didn't mind watching them. Would you ever consider doing reality TV now?
You know, yeah, for sure. But you know, like, to be honest, I could have been in that lane or whatever, but you see how much or what the reality shows are about now, so it wouldn't really fit my character that's out there. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, if it's right, you know what I'm saying, I'll just, you know what I mean, these events kind of fit what I was, you know what I mean, trying to do or what I needed to do for get myself together, and you know what I'm saying, I consider myself a gentleman, you know what I mean, so.
Right.
It just depends what's out there, you know, but I definitely ain't closed-minded to it for sure.
Okay, that's what's up. And so what is one of the things that you learned as you've been progressing through the industry that, you know, when you first got in, you was like, okay, I can do this. But then when you got to a point, you were like, okay, wait a minute, I'm not even feeling this. Was it paperwork? Was it industry ways?
Interviews.
Anything?
Interviews. Oh, my God.
What?
Like,
you don't rock
I'm
with the interviews?
I'm not this kind of interview. Like, I'm talking
right.
about like if you watch reality shows and you see like where the person just sitting by themselves just talking about what happened.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the interviews, and you be in there. I swear to God, you be in there 8 hours sitting up, and you got to sit up straight, and you know the lights on you, and you sweating and. You're talking about what already happened, but you got to talk about it in the present tense.
Right.
That
That's
would kill
funny.
Me, man.
Yeah, we had Mimi on the show a couple I can't even remember back when it was like Love Atlanta season two, and we had Benzino on as well, and they both talked about how they, that was a part as well of the film, and that, you know, they had to recap, and they didn't like that either. So
that's draining. You don't even know until like you just in it. I'm like, man, I used to work construction, and I thought I was tired. Like, man, you just kept answering questions, you can be tired just like that. Mental.
Right.
That's awesome. That's my first time experiencing that.
Yeah. That's funny. And thanks for sharing that. And, you know, so I guess you're going to be ready for this video shoot then, because a lot of people, they don't realize that's draining too. You got to be redoing and keep the same energy level. Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah. I put in work, though, man. I'm serious. Like I said, I got a ton of videos out there right now. You know what I mean? And my YouTube, my website, Worldstar. I am Teddy T. You know, I go by Teddy T with two E's, so... Everybody, you know, y'all listening, y'all can go check me out, look me up, man. I'm out there. I'm working.
That's what's up. That's right. That's how we do. We going to bring everybody on here. I did a long intro at the beginning about how if you come on, you got to have something going on, and you don't just come on this show. So, yes, definitely. That's what's up. So then, also, I have to ask you this. Like you said, you're going to go back home and do the Apollo thing, which is dope. With you have been someone that did take the wrong path, and then coming back and doing what you need to do, getting back focused, are you looking into doing, or have you considered any mentoring for the youth, the men, you know, any programs like that, any nonprofits that you're interested in speaking with or open to?
You know, I forgot to mention that I'm actually working with this nonprofit organization with the Bankroll Fresh joint, bringing the Apollo thing back.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Bama Kids, and they've been around. You know, I came up, and I was a Bama kid. You know what I mean? It's like a couple of people in the neighborhood. They get the kids together. They have like the softball games or the soccer games or the you know, just get them together and doing some constructive. During the summertime, kids ain't just going crazy or whatever. So I linked up with them actually to do this show and bring it down. So, you know, we're gonna support and look out for Bama Kids outside. But yeah, I'm big on like talking to the kids and letting them know like where I'm from. Like I try to be so simple with it. Like I'm really from like humble grounds. You know what I'm saying? So. Like, it's really possible to do whatever, you know what I mean? Like, it sounds so generic, but at the same time, if I can explain to them and articulate to them where I'm from, you know, it's kind of like, wow, you really from nothing, like, sub-zero, so, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm always down there.
Well, thank you for letting us know that. That's even more commendable. I always enjoy when we get to meet artists that have a passion for giving back or sharing information or just, you know, passing on the knowledge and wisdom, if you will. So, That's right. We do got to give back, especially in these times, the riots and all of this. It's kind of troubling and unsettling, but everybody's got to do their part. So thank you to Teddy T for doing his part, holding down the city of Camden, Alabama, town of Camden, Alabama.
For sure. The whole state.
That's right. So I have people shouting out on the Twitters and in my network. So shout out to X Squad DJs who are on the line, and shout out to Texas All Star DJs who are on the line as well, listening to Teddy T's interview and what he's got to bring and all of that. So I actually have, looks like I have someone that wants to say something. So I want to bring this caller on live, and hopefully they do want to speak and I'm not embarrassing anyone. Eric Pleasure, for your live with Teddy T.
Hello?
Echo 404, you live with Teddy T.
Hello. Anytime down, that's where I'm at. You know, thanks for coming on and supporting Honest, whatever Honest needs. You know, I'm an Esquire DJ CEO. You know, and I'm just here to outwork the workers. That's all basically right, all right. I got that copyrighted too.
That's what's up, man.
So
if you ever need something, I do got things going on through South Carolina, the whole South Carolina. You know, whatever Honest needs, you know what I mean? I'm here.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate the support. I'm rocking with Who Rock With Me, man. That's what it's about. So, you know, that's how Khaki Leg. I need to be out there.
That's what's up.
And
that's
I did go to the Bank Road Fresh block party the other day. That was interesting. I've never seen nothing like that before.
Yeah, Bankroll get it in.
And that was good because a lot of people don't do what he just did.
Yeah, he get it in.
Went back to his community and blocked the whole street off.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to get it popping just like that. June the 12th, Camden, Alabama. Come on, rock with us. You know what I'm saying? Everybody invited.
Alabama? What part of Alabama?
It's like 45 minutes below. It's 45 minutes below Montgomery, 30 miles from Selma. It's called Camden, Alabama.
I don't know. I've been to one place in Alabama. You go through Selma, and they still had like this old gas thing, and we went in the woods and all these back houses. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, you gotta be careful out there.
I'm gone back in the 60s. That was about two to 3 years ago.
Man, it ain't that change, believe it. Ain't that change. But we're going to get it.
And I work with Maximo, too. You know, I can always tell her about you.
Oh, yeah, Maximo. Yeah, Maximo rock with. She's a big supporter, you know what I mean? So, shout out to DJ Maximo in Montgomery, Alabama. So, you know, yeah, she rocking with
you. I just want to show you some love, you know. If you could do Pound Esquire DJs, I go to your last music thing that you got going on, and I repost it. I'm following 2,500 DJs, and they mostly following me back.
That's what's up. That's what's up. We rocking. What's the name of it again?
XSQUAD DJs.
It's Esquire DJs, and I'll shoot it to you too, Teddy, on the Twitter, so you can see what's going on and link up with that coalition as well. They do have some various DJs in different areas, and I'm a member with that as well. We merged with them, so shout out to you for giving a call and lending your support. Definitely got to get Teddy T's record. It's dope. Ride With Me featuring Dejlo, so we're going to play that again tonight before we ride out. But I'll make sure you get that and the other DJs as well.
Well, I'm here listening. You know, I don't want to be her co-host. I just want to listen and learn. That's all.
That's what's up already. So what I'm going to do, actually, we do have another guest that will be coming up shortly, and that's DJ Scream. And you actually had a mixtape hosted by him, Teddy T. So can you let everybody know where they can find that mixtape as well and how you linked up with DJ Scream?
Oh, yeah. Scream been working for a minute. So, you know, it's no-brainer that, you know, if you want a hot DJ down south, you reach out to Scream. So, I reached out to him, and I sent the tape to him, and We put it together, and he did his thing on it. And you can find it on livemixtapes.com. You know what I'm saying? It's called Horsepower, hosted by DJ Screen. Teddy T Horsepower, hosted by DJ Screen. That's dope mixtape, man. The, actually, the ride for me is on there, but it's the original version. So, you know, the remix came out of that actual mixtape. So, you know what I mean? And me and Screen going to do something in the future, though. You know, I got this new mixtape coming out, Horsepower Reloaded, that I'm working on. So, you know, it ain't over with for me and Screen. You know, I think the Horsepower was a classic. So, you know, we got to keep rocking. It ain't broke, we ain't finna fix it. So,
that's what's up. Nothing but, again, just I love your ambition, the work ethic, all of that. I mean, man, I work very hard as well, so I can understand and respect your time and everything that you're doing and all your projects as well. So you guys make sure that you do follow Teddy T and look into what he's got going on, not just another artist out here with one hit single or record, or some of them don't even have a hit, but it is what it is. Just one single or record trying to, yeah, you know, hey, it is what it
I
is. But they know I ain't going to say no lies. Mine too. I got my little own platform, say what I want to say. So, but I definitely really appreciate you for coming on tonight, as well as your publicist and your team. Even if your team is just you, you know, I appreciate you guys, and I appreciate you for coming on, as well as giving that wisdom that you gave, whether they knew they were getting it or not. So is there anything else that you want to say, any other advice, and then as well as your social networks where people can contact you?
Yeah, I just want to let everybody know, you know what I mean, you're dealing with a real one right here, man. All you got to do is listen to the music, and I promise you, it's something there for you, you know what I'm saying? But you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at I am Teddy, T-E-E, I-A-M-T-E-D-D-Y-T-E-E. And I just want to shout out, you know what I mean, Global 14 Radio Show. Shout out, you know what I mean, Onyx and all that, you know what I mean, for having me. Thank you. I appreciate all the support. You know what I mean? That's what a country boy need. You feel me? So.
No doubt. That's what's up. That's what's up. I appreciate that shout out, and I'm keep it. And then as you grow and you do your thing and progress in this industry, definitely we want to have you back as well. So this won't be the end, and you'll be hearing more from us.
Let's do it.
Absolutely, most definitely. So again, I'm not going to take too much of your time, and I do thank you. And anybody that missed the live broadcast of this interview, they can go back and play the episode once we are finished this evening. So again, Teddy T, salute, much respect, and love the record. We'll be continuing to play that record here. Again, that record is Ride or Die. Did I say Ride or Die? Hold up. Am I renaming your record? Hold up. Now I've been on my piece. Okay, ride for me. Yeah, it's about. Look, I wait to the end of the interview to mess up, but hey, you know I'm human. I make mistakes. I'm doing a lot. But
good.
Thank you. You know I rock with the record. But Teddy T, Ride for Me, featuring Deja Lope. We will be playing that as we continue and on the show, and we'll be playing the other records as well. So thank you again, homie, for coming through. Thank you so much.
All right. Salute, man. Y'all take it easy.
Thank you. Okay, that's what's up, and that's the best. So that was, again, Teddy T, recording artist from Alabama, currently just moving around and doing his thing, and that's what it's about, you guys. You got to be out here working, putting in that grind. It's more to just tweeting Rise and Grind and all of that Facebook stuff and tweet stuff, and you got to be actually out here doing it. So salute to everybody that is out here really physically grinding, hustling, and making something happen. So what I'm going to do, we're actually going to have DJ Scream coming on the line, and he actually called already. I love when we have artists, guys like this, that call early and call in and check in and be on time and all of that. It makes it so much easier to have a flow and make sure everything is rocking. So what I'll do right now is actually play one of my favorite records by Young Swift. He's a Def Jam recording artist. He was on the show last year sometime. I'm going to play Swift with Baby Getting Money, and then I'm going to drop this new DJ Scream record that premiered a few months ago with Joel Santana. So we will be back with DJ Scream up right now, Swift with Baby Getting Money.
Fourth quarter time.
Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money, getting money. Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money, getting money. Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money, getting money. Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money, getting money. Hey, miss me when it's by them niggas, miss me by them bitches too. I don't give a fuck what niggas say, it's what when niggas do. I was swerving in and out of traffic, thinking about what happened to my nigga, cause he getting low.
Getting money.
Money problem, the truth.
Yeah.
Sometimes you win and you lose. Depend on the way that it's you. I just been puffing the green. Trying to get rid of the blues. I'ma just tell you some things. You put yourself on my shoes. Looking at my nigga, he just bought a new Ben and he got his shit sitting on four. Getting money and he trying to get more. Nigga grinding that dealer, we broke. But you know about it. It ain't always how it go. How you going about it? Little baby girl, give a show. I'ma throw a thousand. Thousand. Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money, getting money. Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money, getting money. Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money, getting money. Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money.
Hey, if you ready, say you ready. I'm already getting blunted and fatty. Man, you want it and it's plenty. You gon' jump up, but it's deadly. I'ma tell you niggas something, look, I'm heavy. They don't hear me. Niggas catch you when they wanna know it's really good. That nigga swivel stud, firm, firm. But a nigga might still turn on you, nigga might still burn you like I knew they would. I'm like, fuck them niggas, tell them niggas to do. Heard them lies, all them lies, but my niggas the truth. Jumping out of motherfucking jeeps, I throw the keys to the valley and tell them motherfuckers peace. Slap on 20 for the feet. Man, you know I got. Gotta eat, bone, bone, appetite, cologne, strong, front of reef, spray, spray, in your face, Olay, nigga, nah, every time I did it, all I did was see too many people with it, what I do, switch it up and make it new,
motherfucker,
I put it all on the line for me and mine, nigga,
everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money,
give me y'all, get money,
everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money,
get money.
Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money. Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money.
I done told them people once, I gotta tell them people twice, nigga. Life is but a gamble, gotta roll and shake the dice, nigga. Risk about everything and they got his price, nigga. Sacrifice, nigga. Advice, nigga. I'm never minding what they say, I'm grinding. Half pipe, nigga. Got my wins all in alignment, roll right, nigga. I'm tryna buy that shit, hold tight, nigga. And if I play you to the left, then you ain't right, nigga. I'm about to bring the whole back. When it come to his, I'm about to kill him with my old batch. 16, 16. Pop a hold that. Niggas tryna say the game, but you can't load that. Swear my life just like a movie, can you play the role back? Everything is by chance, cause you can't control that. Bless my niggas. We all on it, put it all on the line.
Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money. Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money. Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money. Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money.
Alrighty, welcome back to Global 15 The Cut, and like I told you guys, I would have another special guest tonight. Atlanta Southern Pioneer Mixtape DJ Scream is on the line with us. What's up?
You give me too much credit. I appreciate the introduction, though. What's going on with you?
I'm good. Look, facts are facts, and that's what we do. We're going to make sure we save what it is, and so the people know what's up if they didn't already. And much respect to you. Thank you for coming on tonight. I know you got a show to do as well, Hood Rich Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me, though. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Most definitely. So let's get what I want to do. Actually, there's a lot that we can Google about you because you've done so much in the game, but I want to get those things that we can't Google if I can from you. Now, you talked about briefly in a bio how your parents met at a record store, so you felt like it was kind of destined for you to be in music. When did you first, after get into the music game yourself as a child and growing up?
Yeah, basically, like I said, yeah, my parents did meet in the record store, and they would play like different blends of music. Like my mother was into classical and jazz, and my father was in like reggae and funk and that type of stuff. So I just would always just hear music from a young age, and I think it was just really the TV screen that kind of inspired me. Like, you know, movies like Juice and Crush Groove and Beat Street, you know, all the old school movies and stuff like that. Like, I just always thought it was so dope, and I just admired it, you know what I'm saying, and followed it and said that one day I wanted to kind of, you know, be a part of the hip-hop culture.
That's what I thought. And so just like that, well, maybe not even just like that, but more so just having grown up in this household of musical influence, you go out here and you get these DJ crates. Now, who told you how to, who told you you was nice with it? Because a lot of people try to DJ.
Oh, right. you know the first step was maybe spending 2 weeks of my life trying to rap and realizing I didn't want to do that and I wasn't good at that. And then, you know, my vision and my passion kind of changed to, you know, something a little more behind the scenes, but still powerful at the same time, you know what I mean? So that's when I start saving up for my first turntables, and not nobody taught me or nothing like that. Like, I grinded it out, like, you know, just in my bedroom. I was a bedroom DJ for like 4 or 5 years, just trying to figure it out, you know. I think that's it's actually probably one of the best ways to learn a craft, you know what I'm saying, because you're in there, you gotta figure it out, and you don't have anyone else's style, you know what I'm saying, like you create and you develop your own style because you have to, you don't have no choice, you
that's
know what
right
I mean?
That's right. Thank you for that. Was a quick gem. I hope y'all caught that. Definitely perfecting the craft, not an overnight DJ just up ready to rock a club for $100 a night. So that's what's up. Yes sir, much respect. So what DJ, so now you realize this is your passion, you've been in there doing your thing 4 and 5 years, not mimicking anybody's style, but was there any particular DJ in the game that you said, you know what, I admire, respect, and look up to them musically for what they've done for the industry?
Yeah, definitely came up heavy on mixtapes, man. Your DJ Screws, DJ Jellies, Michael Wise, Magic Mike, Jazzy Jeff, Kid Capri. the list goes on and on. Anything that was a mixtape, though, that was my first introduction. Like, you know, Atlanta didn't really have hip hop radio at the time. You know what I'm saying? So you had to turn the mixtape. You had to listen to the mixtapes. I mean, so that was probably definitely the beginning of some of the inspirations that I hear from just the mixtape scene.
Most definitely. So how you, my goodness, see, I'm from Texas. So the fact that you got word of the DJ Schools and the Mike Watts back then, that's dope. How were you even getting all this? Were you traveling at the time, or was the music really just flowing into the Atlanta scene?
It was just tapes. You know, Atlanta became one of the places after the Olympics and Freaknik where, you know, a lot of people came from a lot of other places. You know what I'm saying? And to be honest, the first time I heard a Screw tape, I kind of heard it like, I don't want to say in third person, but from a distance. And I'm like, why is this person, their tape is messed up. Why won't they fix their tape?
Right.
It's like, this is the most idiotic thing that I've ever heard in my life. But when I started to actually study and understand the culture of it, then it made a lot of sense. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, okay, I get it. Like, this is his
right.
vibe. This culture, they slow it down. It kind of goes on what, you know, the drinks and what they indulge in and everything. And I had a fine appreciation for it because as a DJ, it was actually more difficult to do it slow, you know, to do certain things slow down than it is to do it at regular speed. You feel me? So I had a lot of respect for it, you know what I'm saying? And then from there, I developed a liking for like Michael Watts, OG Ron C, and some of the other Texas legends.
That's what's up. So now, and as you say, I gave you a big introduction, but it's really fitting, and I didn't even really go into the full resume of what all you've accomplished, but let's talk about how you eventually you started rocking these college crowds, I see, and getting paid off that, but loving it. And so can we talk about how you transitioned from college DJ to now working with some mainstream artists at the time?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was just sticking with it. Like we kind of me and my partner DJ Caesar Shouster, and we kind of dominated the college scene. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when I got back to Atlanta, it's like, okay, it's the difference between a small city like Tuskegee and what have you, and a major city like Atlanta. So just I kind of relentlessly jumped headfirst into the mixtape game because that was the only way I could show my talent. You know what I'm saying? That was the only way people could hear my voice or hear my skills or whatever the case may be. So, you know, that just led to one thing, which led to another thing, which led to another thing, which led to me beating, you know, your Crime Mobs, your D4Ls, was meant to me leading Shawty Low to Rocco to Gucci Man, the Plies, and all of these people, when they met me, they were all genuinely fans of my work. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I'll be getting your mixtapes from the flea market. I like them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, me in my head, I'm just in grind mode. I'm just trying to work with whoever or however. And, it's, you know, it's always a plus, of course, if you work with somebody that you're a fan of, too. You know what I mean? And it just trickled. You know what I'm saying? I think the biggest thing, even to today, to this day as we speak, is just relentlessly, you know, attacking, you know what I'm saying, and not giving up and not stopping, you know what I'm saying, having a passion for this every day.
That's right. That's what's up. Thank you for giving advice. I definitely was going to ask you to do that. So, and you guys, just so you know, again, he does have a show tonight, Hood Ridge Radio on Sirius XM Hip Hop Nation, Hood Ridge Radio. So I can't keep screening that long, and I wish I could because he's got a lot of wisdom and knowledge that he could give us. Scream, let's talk about that opportunity, if you will, how you even came about. So, again, just being consistent and working hard. Did somebody approach you with the idea of, hey, come to Hip Hop Nation, let's get you on a spot here?
Yeah. You know, I was a big fan of just listening to satellite radio. And I kind of eventually landed, like, some guest appearances where I just do 30-minute sets or 60-minute sets. And I just kind of envisioned it. I was like, man, one day they're going to give me a show that's going to be raw and raunchy, and we're going to interview rappers, and we're going to interview politicians, but we're still going to interview, like, you know, porn stars and all this other stuff, too. And it's going to be just like my mixtapes, and it's going to be this and that. And then, well, here you go. Here comes the phone call. Hey, man, we want a real raunchy, uncut show from you. It's like almost speaking it into existence. I'm like, wow. You know what I mean? So that was about 7 years ago. And we've been rocking ever since, you know what I'm saying? Every week, it's definitely a blessing. And we always thankful for all of our continued supporters. Like, we have a cult following at Hood Ridge Radio. So we're really excited about that.
That's what's up, no doubt. And then also, you're still with Maybach Music Group now. I know Ross had reached out to you, and everybody's pretty familiar with how that turned out. But that still
again,
okay?
Yeah, no. Again, a situation where he was a fan of my mixtapes, a fan of the Hood Ridge movement, and how I kind of, along with my partner Marcus Rippey, shouts to him, how I kind of put together the whole brand and empowered other DJs. You know, we got like 15, 16 DJs. They all do their thing. They all tour. You know what I'm saying? They're all very important parts of the culture. And he just reached out, man, and we just start building like a natural relationship, like nothing too past organic. You know what I'm saying? It was just real organic. And when he finally got a situation, and you know, with the MMG Warner, and he reached out to me like, you know, piece of the puzzle, we're going to need a DJ to go with this movement. You know what I'm saying? I got Meek, I got Wale, I'm signing some other people on, but we definitely need a DJ to go with this movement. He just reached out and we made it happen.
That's what's up. Man, that's a big movement. So, congratulations, too, even though you've been on, but I haven't told you. So, congratulations to everything that you did. So, BET nominee, SEA award winner, actually spoke with you at SEAs, and that's how we did this tonight here through the networking. And I thank you for being so humble and just being a real nigga. I mean, at the end of the day, I hope you don't get offended by that word, but just being real and, you know, because I don't do the Hollywood acting. And let me tell you guys, he's very just laid back, humble, not trying to be too flashy. I mean, I just, you know, if that's your thing, then cool. But I just really respected everything about you, and that made me even more want to, like, we got to get this guy on the show. So thank you for just being who you are and coming on as well. Three quick questions, and I know you got to go and do your thing. First thing, ATL's big on the reality TV show scene. 2 minutes. Okay, I got you. Reality scene. Would you ever consider doing a reality TV show?
I don't think I'm the reality TV type. I mean, if it was something where I could build with somebody or something, you know, musical driven or positive, that's the kind of space I'm in. But I couldn't see myself, arguing with no chick on TV or punching nobody, man. I might go too far. I might get too real. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
So I'm gonna just stay on the other end of just being a fan of the reality stars and definitely respecting what they do, hoping that one day I'll get that call for a movie script.
That's right. That's what's up. And then my next question for you real quick is, what's one of the most difficult things that you had to learn? Quick mention, paperwork, business, contracts, anything that you had to learn that you was like, yo, I'm not even rocking with this, but okay, it's a part of the industry. I got to roll with it.
I have to probably say radio, because I came straight from the streets where it's like, you know, Sirius was uncut, but it's still a format. And then I eventually had to do Hot 107.9, which is regular commercial radio where you can't curse. And I got a bad potty mouth, but I literally got my shows like both of them came spur of the moment. You know what I mean? So I had to adjust and learn radio real fast and how to structure my mixtapes into a format where I could deliver it on some airwaves. You know what I mean?
Most definitely. And then anything right now that you're working with, nonprofits, any kids, giving back to the kids, anything you're involved in that we can plug in right now that they can't hear, that they will hear later on Hood Rich Radio?
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of put myself in the space just to speak to kids and youth when I can. I haven't officially got my nonprofit all the way off the ground yet, but it's something that I've been continuously working on and I hope to have together by 2016. But in the meantime, like people always know, I'm in the community pulling up at schools or, you know, juvenile detention centers, wherever, just kind of talking to the youth and letting them know what it takes, not only to make it in music, but in life, you know what I'm saying? I think this is important. Especially what's been going on with all the police brutality, I've been kind of like really trying to, you know, talk to the kids and get their thoughts and their emotions and to help them to try to make sense of it the best I can, because I can't make sense of it. You know what I mean? But it's important to take that time out and talk to you.
That's right. And so again, you guys, thank you so much, DJ Scream, for coming on. I know you got to run, and your social networks, and then thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. And you know, we're gonna crank it up again. Let me know when y'all got a special or something. We're gonna make it happen.
Yeah, I gotta get you back on. Alrighty. So I'm gonna play this Bruce Willis record. Did you wanna do a drop? And then I can play this.
Yep, this big man, shouts to the East Coast man, Chinks is on there. Shouts to him, Cold Boy, shouts to Joel Santana, representing Dipset. Of course, it's the first time they ever came together. I brought them together and that's where it is, man. Bruce Willis, produced by TM88 right here. You know what it is. Turn it up.
Every night do numbers, I'm talking young Abdul-Jabbar. Got your name written on the shelf. Let it to my niggas in the jail. How you turn your back on a nigga? If he a co-defendant on the cell. You see, I just flew my bitch in from Cabo. They catch an image and stuff like Apollo. Ain't about no money, but it's just your paho. I crack your bitch like a rim in a paho. Got the game by the throat, nigga. Fresh up the plane to the boat, nigga. Outside looking in, cause you probably got a game from a motherfucking broke, nigga. Might catch a headshot, nigga. Rolling through the block, head broken out the top, roof missing. Shorty fucking with him, cause it's obvious that everything about a nigga read dope dealer. Get it on your own, fuck, watch niggas favor, so I tell my young niggas, go get it. He ain't doing nothing slick, tell him quit, we already seen the mole last stunts, Bruce Willis. She said she fuck with them gangsters. We drink that Henny, no chasers. Ain't had no head out my own, so I stand up, so nigga, don't do me no favors. Know that you can feel it. Mind on the money and the business. They ain't doing nothing slick, tell them quit it. We already seen them all, last us, Bruce Willis.
These niggas just start getting paid. See a nigga like me, shit, I been getting paid. Getting paid. Still getting money like I been getting money. And it been fuck a hater.
Fuck a hater.
Still got your bitch on speed dial, just in case I wanna fuck her later.
Fuck her later.
Might call Kim Bella like I know this bad bitch, baby, we should fuck her later. Word on the streets, I'm a suspect. New niggas got the game looking suspect. Stay getting high, fuck a drug test. Big money, keep a broke nigga upset. This one then bought me a Bentley. Straight out the dealer that cost me 350. Riding around, up to no good. Like boys in the hood, don't end up like Ricky. Put bang on a nigga like a drum set. I ain't talking about beats where the drums at. Squeeze till I ain't got a slug left. Watch him bleed till he ain't got blood left.
I might catch a headshot, nigga rolling through the block, head broken out the top, roof missing. Shorty fucking with him, cause it's obvious that everything about a nigga read dope dealer. Get it on your own, fuck, watch niggas favor, so I tell my young niggas, go get it. He ain't doing nothing slick, tell him quit, we already seen him old last stunts, Bruce Willis. She said she fuck with them gangsters. We drink that Henny, no chasers. Ain't had no head out my own, so I stand up, so nigga, don't do me no favors. Know that you can feel it. Mind on the money and the business. They ain't doing nothing slick, tell them quit it. We already seen them all last us, Bruce Willis.
Already, that was the Bruce Willis record. Again, Kingston Joel Santana, DJ Scream, like you heard him say real quick there, he actually brought them together on the record, and they did that, and I'm glad he did, because it's definitely dope. So shout out to DJ Scream, our other special guest that just hopped in the line. We had to do a quick few minute on and off Q&A there. He actually has a show and a special guest coming up a little early than he anticipated, so it is what it is. This is the business, and I'm just so glad that he still was able to come through. And like he told me over the phone, he had made a commitment, and he wanted to make sure he came on either way. So, I have so much respect for him for, again, the way he carried himself sound. I guess the demeanor, if you will, just everything about him, he just represents what I hoped and wish that, you know, when you meet people and they've achieved a certain level of success, you kind of hope them to be humble and just kind of, you know, be confident. But you hope that they're approachable at least, you know, somebody that would have a conversation. And that's exactly the type of individual that he is. So, again, salute to DJ Scream for coming on. And he will be back on. We'll have him back on. We'll do it. Well, even if we got to do it pre-recorded, we'll make sure we come back and have some more talk with him, because I want to get his take on the industry and the whole DJ thing and coalitions and conferences. And I want to get his take on all of that and where he fits in, if anything, with that. As well as I want to let you guys know, indie artists and anybody that's listening, not every DJ is in the game to break artists. We had DJ Baby Drew on the line who actually just plays the top, whatever, you know, 40 or whatever it is at the moment. So not every DJ is going to be your mixtape DJ or your hosting DJ or your actually turntable DJ. There's several different levels of DJing and the things in which you can approach them for. So don't get mad if the DJ's not going to just break your record in the club in the middle of his set at 10:30 p.m., 11, well, not even 10:30, that's pretty early, but midnight, if you will. So, I mean, there's definitely levels, and there's definitely respect and you know, different things that come into play and in which you should approach DJs and how you can do it. And you can do it by also contacting these coalitions, who in fact would be X Squad DJs and Texas All Star DJs. You guys can link up with them and contact them and see what opportunities, if any, or ventures that you can be a part of and how you can gain their support. So it's all about having a conversation. Don't just throw music at them, and don't just throw music at me. Y'all know I'm real funny about the just dropping me a spam link, because that's all I look at it is as spam link, just drop it in the inbox and to tweet me. So make sure you're approaching people and greet people as they are and try to get to know them and have a conversation, if you will, first. So again, much respect to DJ Scream and all the DJs, and as well as DJ Jamo for calling in, the CEO of X Squad DJs. And yeah, we also had independent artist Petty T on the line from Camden, Alabama, currently in Hawaii. And we dropped his single with Dej Loaf. So, yeah, if you missed any part of tonight's live broadcast, you actually can go back and play the episode. It's just me again tonight at Onyx 254 and all your social networks. Golden Fleece, my the host, is off. And it is what it is. He will be back next week, and we're actually going to have Diggy Simmons. So I'm excited to have Diggy Simmons on. I do anticipate some screaming fans getting on the phone or just being excited that they have an opportunity to talk to him. And you can talk to him too, so make sure you lock in this number, 760-913-4119. Diggy Simmons will be joining us next week, 8 p.m. Eastern. What else can I tell you guys while I have your attention? Let's see here. Yeah, again, DJ Scream is on Hip Hop Nation with Hood Rich Radio. You can turn to that station and catch him with his interview. I'm not going to reveal his guest. Very special guest is on tonight, so you don't want to miss that. I'm actually going to try to go catch it right now. Let me see. What else? What else? Oh, yeah, again, this is Jermaine Dupri's Global14.com. Or The Cut via Global14.com. So you can go over to Jermaine's website, Global14. And right now, he's actually doing like a sign-up roster, if you will. So if you're going to Vegas and you want to get in free, then you better get over to Global14.com if you want to get in free to the club and party with JB and all of them. I don't know if you're going to be a VIP, but you'll definitely have that free entrance to Club Trice in Las Vegas this weekend for the fight. Who do you guys want to win? That's really a rhetorical question. But I'm going to be watching the fight this weekend, and I'm going to see Avengers 2 because I rock with the superhero joints. So if anybody rock with the superhero joints, you know it's coming out May 1st. I think it's going to come out tomorrow where I'm at. So I'm going to see it tomorrow. I've been waiting. I've been jealous because overseas they got a private screening or they released it a week early or whatever over there. But over here we had to wait, so I'm looking forward to seeing Avengers 2. And then I'm going to watch the fight. The fight comes secondary for me when it comes to the movie. That's funny. Hey, it is what it is. But, yeah, I think I'm done for tonight. I'm actually happy. It's an early night. And I'm going to get to probably some more work. So you guys can hit me up at Onyx254. Follow me on all your social networks. And I'll be back next week. And we're going to ride out to... What did I say we're going to ride out to? I am going to be playing these records again, but I want to play something else on the way out. So let me find that. Let me find that record, and then we'll be done. Let's see here. And shout out to everybody that was on the line tonight. It was pretty lit, and I appreciate you guys checking in with Teddy T and DJ Scream who are on tonight. So hopefully, like I said, let me find a nice little record to write us out to. Okay, let's play one of my favorite artists, Young Jeezy, Me Okay. And we did have Drummer Boy as well on the show, so if you guys missed that episode, you can go back and play again next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific, Global 14 The Cut.
Oh no, I'm about to go in right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See that she come up. Yeah.
Listen to these tracks.
First to tell you motherfucker trapper die that me okay. Mr. Whip a night and get a half a pie that me okay. Mr. If I'm talking, you should listen, game is free okay. Mr. Got two Owens and two half ones, yeah, that's free okay. us, no, be on that liquor. Approach me if you want to, I will smoke you like a swisher. You know my game, tizzite. You know that song, tizzite. Presidential Day Day, looking like Tupac. Chain on Tupac when he was on death row. All black, glizzard, that party say let go. All my niggas, body, all my bitches, quit. Wasn't called that. Oh, choppers pay him a visit. Real nigga for show. Got a fetish for dough. 34 unit, 900 a hoe. Break him down in the sip. That's a hell of a flip. Had him, now they gone. Guess I'm taking the trip. First to tell you motherfucker, trapper, die, that me okay. Mr. Whip or not and get a half a pie, that me okay. Mr. If I'm talking, you should listen. Game is free, okay. Mr. Got two Owens and two half ones, yeah, that's free, okay.
Tequila. Dropped so many Lambos, thought I was a lamb ambassador. Dropped so many